Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Tes Zayin. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Eilu Shmeis HaNoshim, these are the names of the men, Asher Yinchalu Lechem Es Haaretz, that they will inherit the land for you, Elazar HaKayin and Yeshua Ben Nun. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin, Asher Yinchalu Lechem, Bishvilchem, they are going to inherit the land for you on your behalf. Kol Nasi V'Nasi Apotropos L'Shiftai, every single Nasi, he was the trust Steve for his shevet, and he divided and gave out the portions of the shevet to each family and to the men. He chose a good portion for every single person, whatever they're supposed to be doing. It was done as if it was done by messengers. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, one leader from every single shevet, you shall take to apportion the land for you. These are the names of the men, Lamate Yehuda, for shevet Yehuda, Kalev ben Yefuneh, ben Shimon, Shevet Shimon, Shmuel ben Amihud, Lamate ben Yamin for Shevet ben Yamin, Elidad ben Kisloin, Ulamate ben Eidan Nasi for the Shevet of ben Eidan, their Nasi was Buki ben Yagli, Lebene Yosef, Lamate ben Benashe Nasi, Chaniel ben Ephaid, Lamate ben Ephraim Nasi, Kimuel ben Shiftan, Ulamate ben Zvulu Nasi, Elitzafan ben Parnach, Ulamate ben Yisachar Nasi, Paltiel ben Azan, Ulamate ben Asher Nasi, Achidud ben Shloimi, Ulamate ben Asher Nasi, Achihud ben Shloimi, Ulamate ben Naftali Nasi, Padel ben Amihud, Ela Shertziva Hashem, these are the ones that Hashem commanded, Linachelas B'nai Yisrael Be'eretz Canaan, to apportion to the B'nai Yisrael in the land of Canaan. So once again, these are the names of the leaders of the Shvatim that were in charge of apportioning each person's portion to them in that shevet. And the Chumash says, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Vaydabar Shal Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ba'arvos Moav, in the plains of Moav, Al Yarden Yirecho Lemar, on the bank of the Jordan, opposite Yirecho, saying, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, command the B'nai Yisrael, V'nosnu L'Levim, Minachas Achuzasim Arm L'Shaves, and they shall give to Levim, from their inheritance, cities to dwell in, U'migrash L'Arm Sivai Sehem, Titnu L'Levim, and an open area outside the cities shall also be given to the Levim. Now the Pasuk had just told us that the Shvatim are going to have to donate from some of their cities and give them to the Levim. Remember, Shevet Levi didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore each one of the Shvatim had to give some of their cities to the Levim. Now Rashi tells us over here, Pasuk Beis, Umigrash, what's this open area outside the city? Revach Makam Chalak Chutz Le'ir Saviv Lias Le'Nar Le'ir. This is an open area which is smooth outside of the city that goes all around the city, and it's meant to beautify the city. Ve'en Roshan Livnes Shambayas V'loyen Tayakarim V'loyen Zeraizria. People aren't allowed to build over there, and they're not allowed to plant vineyards or even to plant anything in it. It has to be left completely open just for the beautification of the city. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, V'hayu Ha'arim L'hem L'Shaves, these cities shall be for them for dwelling. And the open areas outside the cities shall be for their animals and for their possessions and for all their needs. And this open area outside the city, Asher Titnu L'Levim, that they shall give to Levim, Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza, measured from the wall of the city outside, Elef Amasaviv, 1,000 Amas all around. Umadaisa Michutz La'ir, and their measurement from outside the city, as Pa'as Kedma, towards the east, Alpayim Ba'ama, 2,000 Amas, Vespa'as Negev Alpayim Ba'ama, and towards the south, 2,000 Amas, Vespa'as Yom Alpayim Ba'ama, and towards the west, 2,000 Amas, Vespa'as Safin Alpayim Ba'ama, and towards the north, 2,000 Amas, Veha'ir Batavech, and the city is right in the middle, Ze Yelohem Migrashe Ha'arim, this shall be for them, the open areas of the cities. Ve'esa Arim Asher Titnu Ha'Levim, and the cities that they shall give to Levim, Es Shesh Ari Hamiklat, the six cities of refuge, Asher Titnu Lanus Shamar Etzech, that they shall give for all murderers to run there, Ba'alayim Titnu, and on top of them they shall give, Arbaim Mushtaim Ir, 42 cities. Kol Ha'arim Asher Titnu L'Levim. All the cities that are to be given to the Levim, Arbaim Mushmain Ir, that's 48 cities, as Hen Ves Migrashe Hen, them and their open areas outside them, Ve'arim Asher Titnu Achuzes B'nei Yisrael, and the cities that are going to be given from the portion of Klal Yisrael, Me'es Harav Tarbu, from those who have a lot, you shall increase, Umeis Hama'at Tamitu, and from those who have little, you shall decrease. Ishkefi Nachlos Asher Nchalu, Yitin Me'arv L'Levim. Each man, according to the portion that he inherited, he shall give from his cities to the Levim. Now we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with understanding this concept that we had just mentioned, Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.